This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Conservative Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is one of several Republicans holding up Congressman Kevin McCarthy's appointment as Speaker of the House. She blamed the GOP leader for the impasse.
Yesterday, we had a deal that was not a selfish deal in any way for Kevin McCarthy to get him the gavel on the first ballot, and he eagerly dismissed us.
Boebert wants to lower the threshold for calling to remove the Speaker of the House to just one representative, a move McCarthy's allies oppose. The House adjourned without an elected leader today. The cannabis industry is on its longest downturn. During the pandemic, investment flowed into the industry and new grows opened around the state. Christopher Steffen is a broker for marijuana businesses. He says retailers are not seeing the usual customer growth.
And I'm afraid really just grows and businesses are going to have to shutter.
Especially grow operations in rural parts of the state. Many started during the pandemic and flooded the market. That caused cannabis prices to crash. The United States Attorney's Office, the ATF, and Denver Police are working to eliminate ghost guns. That means a gun is privately owned and does not have a serial number. People who aren't old enough or can't legally buy a gun are still getting a hold of the weapon. That's according to police. The Department of Justice says thousands of privately owned guns are on the streets. Hundreds are linked to murder and homicide investigations. You're listening to CPR News.